caffeine. We have a sleep product called Sleep that contains CBN, a minor cannabinoid that's known as the sleepy time cannabinoid to help with sleep as well. We have one that's got lemon, ginger, and turmeric that are all anti-inflammatory. So those are designed for reducing inflammation in the body. And then finally, we have like a CBD Gatorade, which combines CBD with electrolytes. So that really prominent labeling on the packaging, using not just those words, electrolytes as an example, but also iconography.
From the PodConnect studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today at MJ Bulls, we are joined by Martin Guerrero, the co-founder and CFO at Rhythm Beverage Group. Martin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate you dropping by today. Rhythm Sparkling Beverage Drinks is a functional wellness brand that crafts and sells ready-to-drink beverages infused with U.S.-grown hemp extract. Martin, what opportunity or void did you see in the market that prompted you to launch a CBD beverage company in 2020 during the height of the pandemic?
Yeah, the COVID timing certainly posed a challenge for us. But honestly, the reality is that we wanted to get CBD in the hands of as many consumers as possible. I'm a big advocate and I'm highly convicted in the space. I'm a user of CBD, have been for many years, and other consumption formats, gummies, vapes, et cetera, they're not quite as ubiquitous as drinks are. One of our competitors once said, I got keyed on this line that, you know, you don't have a tincture holder, you don't have a vape pen holder in your car, what you have is a drink holder. And so if we really want to bring this to the masses, we think drinks is the right way to do it. And that's really our mission, is to bring the wellness benefits of CBD to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. It's socially accepted. You always have a drink in your hand, and it just makes sense. Rhythm isn't just sparkling water infused with CBD, though.
Right.
You're committed to providing a healthy experience. It's sugar-free, it's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's keto-friendly, mm-hmm. and you only use natural ingredients, which is all really, really important. But how does it taste?
Well, there you keyed in on the second part of why we launched the company, which is there's a real lack of great tasting beverages out there. Keying in on your point on launching during COVID here, it kept us in the lab with the food scientists while things were shut down, really perfecting the taste profile, the aroma, the mouthfeel, the nose, all of that is super important. And we were quite deliberate on making sure we hit on all of those points. And we think that's the absolute baseline that you need to even be in the space. If you don't have a great tasting product, forget about it. And we started there with that focus in mind, and we think we've nailed it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, you could have the best, most effective product, and if it doesn't taste great, it will be hard to gain any traction. I know people use CBD for so many different things, from relieving anxiety to sleep mm-hmm. to aches and pains. How do you make it easy for people to know which of your products to select for which of their needs?
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time and effort dialing in the labels to effectively communicate the use cases. So we're a functional drink provider. So it's more than mixing CBD, water, and some flavor. We have a second element to our value proposition, which is hitting on certain functions in the body. As an example, we have an energy drink that has caffeine. We have a sleep product called Sleep that contains CBN, a minor cannabinoid that's known as the sleepy time cannabinoid to help with sleep as well. We have one that's got lemon, ginger, and turmeric that are all anti-inflammatory. So those are designed for reducing inflammation, pain in the body. And then finally, we have like a CBD Gatorade, which combines CBD with electrolytes. So really prominent labeling on the packaging, using not just those words, electrolytes as an example, but also iconography. For example, if you were to look at our Rhythm Hydrate drink, you'd see that it's electrolyte enhanced based on the writing on the label, but you'd also see a little running man. So we need to be able to communicate those use cases visually in a fraction of a second. We use some of the best folks in the business from a marketing and labeling standpoint to help us effectively communicate that.
Well, and it's really well displayed on your website, which I got to give you a lot of credit for, because it really explains it. And I think the artwork on there is very well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's not the first iteration. I mean, we've been through numerous revisions across all of our visual assets, website or labels or marketing material, all of the above. So we're continuing to turn the dials and get better and become more effective in how we tell the Rhythm story.
Sure. And you can purchase the products right on your website, but I also see that you have many retail accounts or right. other distribution channels. Let's talk about your business for a second. As a growth strategy, will that include growing your shelf space?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we think of our route to market and getting our product into the hands of consumers ultimately as like along a three-pronged strategy. So we have a direct-to-consumer focus. That's e-commerce, online ordering. We also have an very active independent wholesale business where we have Rhythm staff working with merchants all over the country and primarily in our core focus markets of Phoenix, the Bay Area, and the tri-state area in New York. They're knocking on doors and telling the Rhythm story to merchants and getting them on the shelf there. And then finally, we have a traditional distribution strategy. So we have a network of distributors that also carry the product. I foresee that continuing in the future. Certainly as we scale, the distribution side of things will probably pick up more. And the other prong of that is that as we continue to drive the business forward, get more insights on what our consumers want, we'll dial the levers in on the DTC side, the direct-to-consumer end as well, and really pick up the e-commerce side of things. So yeah, we're fighting every day to get more presence on the shelves. Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned that you're in a number of different markets. Mm-hmm. And now with the price of fuel as high as it is, do you have separate bottling facilities in those markets?
Yeah, as of now, currently we're produced in one location, which is quite strategic to the core markets in the Bay Area and Arizona. But frankly, it's a little far from New York. But we have line of sight to multiple production facilities. So that particular co-packer is the industry term for the folks that actually make the drinks. You know, we send in all of our ingredients and they'll mix them there. That particular co-packer that we're using does have another location in Baltimore, and they have others as well. So that was one of our real focus areas this past year, was to set up the supply chain so that we can effectively handle the scale that we see coming down the pike and grow it effectively and efficiently, co-locating key suppliers in markets that we serve. Yeah. So we're well positioned to do that.
Well, speaking of scaling, I mean, if you're just filling in the gaps between those markets that you're talking about, mm-hmm. that's a tall order. Now, and it's going to be really challenging, I suspect, to do it out of cash flow. Will there be a capital raise in order to help facilitate this?
Yeah. So we're pretty traditional in the sense that we are on an annual capital raising cycle, and we're entering into that again for our next round. We did an earlier round about a year ago, and we're moving back into raise mode as a means to enable us to grow inventory, grow sales, and really drive the business forward.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time. And I think the cannabis beverage sector as a whole mm-hmm. is nothing but green lights. I just think it's really the real opportunity there all the way across the board. And we're going to have links to Rhythm Beverage in our show notes. So if anybody has any questions for Martin, or maybe you want to talk to him about investing, you know, I'm sure there's somebody from his team will be happy to talk to you and at least buy a case of sparkling hemp beverage.
Yeah, we'll take either or, right?
Either or. Both. Either or. Martin, great meeting you. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it and appreciate your listeners.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast, and of course, on PodConnects.